There's no doubt high-level sporting events would never work without community support from both fans and volunteers, and the Pinty's Grand Slam of Curling Boost National 2022, which runs until October 9th in North Bay this week, is no exception. We decided to check in on two volunteers who help with the game statistics. Greg Bragg is a volunteer at a major curling event for the first time. He says he's doing specific work on each shot made in a curling game. We're writing down things like in turn or out turn, what shot the team was trying to make, and rate the shot from 0 to 4. Bragg has done several games already and says he loves it. I've been a curling fan since I was a kid. I grew up watching it, and now I finally get to be here and take part. He says he's always checking that the stats are right. It's great for the players to see the stats after a game because it reflects how they're doing, good or bad, and what they need to work on. See related. Jennifer Jones shares her love for North Bay, again. See also. Gushu looks forward to big, supportive North Bay crowds. Giselle Lynch has been volunteering for a few events, including the World Women's in 2018 and the previous Pinty's. She says her experience has been phenomenal so far. I had just taken up curling before doing the Women's Worlds, and I thought doing statistics would help me analyze the game a bit more and improve my curling play. She says there's a great community spirit in the stats section led by Natasha Gribben. Part of it is we get to stay in the one area the entire time, while other sections like 50-50 and security tend to travel around the arena and aren't together as much. When asked about the best part of being a volunteer, Lynch responds, working with Natasha, seeing a friend who is up here for the event, and the community partnerships. In 2018, curlers were able to work out at the North Bay YMCA, and that's continued this year. On Wednesday, I was at the Y, and the German female team, Daniela Gentsch, was there, and we were able to talk to them about our community.